Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Foster support of Jefferson County and office moms and dads are one of those folks serving our county. These organizations are intertwined along the timeline of a child who's been removed from their home. They are passionate about helping a child during the most critical and upsetting moments when they initially enter foster care, to also assisting those families who have children living in dependency in real and tangible ways. Those folks, Elsa Goltz, she's a retired social worker that just can't sit still, and she is embedded in this organization, and they are in such good hands. Along with Elsa today is Gary Frogner, volunteer coordinator for Office Moms and Dads, and he has retired as a submarine officer, has had several homeless children in his own home, and is currently the regional volunteer coordinator for this organization. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
Well, Elsa, I would love to start out helping our listeners understand a little bit about the foster care status in Jefferson County and how the foster support of Jefferson County came to be, if you don't mind telling us.
I was involved with foster care in our county as a guardian ad litem through the Superior Court of Jefferson County. And during that time, a group of us got together to figure out how we can support the families who have foster children within their home, because it's so important that we have local homes that accept these children so they can be close to their school, close to daycare, close to family visits. The overall picture of foster care in Jefferson County is we're small. We're a rural county. So we only have at any one time no more than 37 to 40 children actually in foster care. Like right now, there's only 23, I think, as of last week. So the numbers vary, but Foster Supports of Jefferson County follows the child from the initial dependency clear through to where they might be adopted by family members, they might be adopted by the licensed foster home, or they might be returned to their parents. So we don't let go of them. We try to provide things for them and support them all through the system.
Excellent. So you gave a great overview of the foster supports, and we'll touch back with more details about the tangible aspects. But initially, one of the organizations that comes alongside these children are the folks from Office Moms and Dads. And this is probably the first touch point where a volunteer organization is coming alongside the child. Is that correct, Gary?
That's correct. Our organization was founded by a foster mom and a social worker working for the state down in Vancouver, who saw the need that when a child is first removed from their home, and we have to remember these children are removed for reasons of neglect and abuse and abandonment. So these children come already traumatized. They've then, on top of their previous trauma, have been just separated from everything they know in life. They've, from their family, their siblings, their school, their teachers, their friends, and even their belongings. And so their first experience is very frightening. They are brought down to the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, DCYF, in Port Townsend. And they're in a room while the social workers that have just received them are frantically going through their phone trees trying to find a place for them to sleep, even that first night, which often takes 3 to 5 hours to get that set up while they're also filling out paperwork for the court and all the other things that social workers have to do. So during that time, the child is really doesn't have the kind of attention one would want for comfort and care for a child that's has been previously traumatized and is in the process of a very traumatic experience.
So, just to interrupt, I want to make sure. So, yeah. The child is now in a an office setting and the social worker yeah. is doing all this arranging and you have this child sitting there, that's where office moms and dads come into play?
That's right. We come in and we just be there with the child. We give them a soft, cuddly toy. We get down on our hands and knees and build block castles. We distract. We try to bring smiles to their faces for those traumatic few hours.
This is a really interesting concept. Your organization name, Office Moms and Dads, so we should probably tell the story behind that because it is a little perplexing. But, you know, the action, this one small action is so critical. I can't imagine a social worker trying to soothe the child at the same time making those arrangements. Do tell us about the Office Moms and Dads. I think you kind of laid it up a little bit, but...
Yeah, so we're an organization that is statewide, and by invitation of the state agencies, we work with the social workers in the office when children are first removed, and then we continue to be on call if they come back in for meetings where little ears might not be attuned to those discussions that need to happen. And so we do that on call as needed, when needed, which is usually during working hours between 9 and 5 during weekdays is when removals typically happen. Our volunteers will work usually between 1 and 3 hours, depending on availability.
What kind of training do these volunteers get? I mean, how do you support the volunteers that are interested in doing this work?
Well, we help them go through a background check that is required. We help them fill out a confidentiality non-disclosure agreement with the state agency. And then a 90-minute training session where we show them around. We talk to them about what to expect and how to comfort a child. Mm-hmm. That comes natural to most folks with a loving heart. You know, the term mom and dad has a... in our name Office Moms and Dads, I've learned that it doesn't have very much to do with biology. It has to do with a loving heart.
Indeed. And so, Elsa, this is kind of where, Office Moms and Dads are on call and they jump in. And Gary, is it only 9 to 5? I mean, how would a volunteer imagine their time commitments for some of this?
Well, this Office Moms and Dads is probably the easiest volunteer opportunity in the world. We have an app that runs on people's smartphones, and a text goes out to all our volunteers, and who can do that? It's really a race who can hit the claim that hour button first on their smartphone gets to go in and spend that time with the children. But we usually ask them to plan on at least 1 hour a month. It's very flexible. If you're not available, you're not available. And if you are, you know, sometimes we have a week or two's notice. Sometimes we have a couple of hours notice.
Wow.
So it's very flexible, and it's based on doing what you can when you can.
Well, for listeners just joining us, you are listening to KPTZ 91.9, and this is Missy Nielsen with Everybody Can. We have Gary Frogner and Elsa Goltz on the program today, talking about foster care support and Office Moms and Dads. Gary, how can folks find you? How can they reach you if they're interested in volunteering?
Well, they could contact me directly. I'm the volunteer coordinator. My email is grfrogner@gmail.com or porttownsend@officemomsanddads.com. And our website is www.officemomsanddads.com. So easy to contact us, and we can point you to either working with Office Moms and Dads or the much broader array of service opportunities that is involved with foster supports and Elsa's organization.
Excellent segue. So yeah, I was imagining you've got this volunteer that's sitting with the child for that initial moment, but you know, these volunteers have little stuffed animals or crayons and things that might be helpful in that transition moment. And foster supports, are you part of that program that starts to tie in at this point where you come alongside foster families?
Yes, we are. Missy, the best part of our organization is that we're connected with the Department of Children, Youth, and Families and Office of Moms and Dads. So when a child arrives at DCYF in this kind of situation, they only have flip-flops on and shorts, not even a T-shirt. So usually the caseworker contacts us and we arrive even at the department with clothes for that particular child. We have a clothes closet that that we access and can bring right to the department when they need them or meet them at the home where the child's going to be. Sometimes they need a crib or they need other support furniture kinds of things. And so we hear that need. So we rustle around and try to get those kinds of things filled for the family as well. We also do something like called a meal train where we contact a whole bunch of different volunteers and say, please show up at the home with food. And again, it's a very easy way to volunteer because you get a notice on your computer that says there's a meal train for this particular family and you can sign up for a day and it tells you what, or for a meal, and it tells you what some of the dietary things are. If the child needs a certain kind of formula that the family doesn't have, if it's a baby, then we get that and bring to the family. So we're there right from the get-go.
And do most of these support opportunities go through the social worker? When you say you go to the family, does a volunteer actually interact directly with the foster family, or is this managed through a caseworker?
Well, what's interesting is that's a good question because confidentiality is one of the linchpins, one of the most important parts of this situation that the child and the family are in, so that we can keep things confidential. The way we worked it out is that the family that is going to accept this child, either a relative or a licensed family, they sign a release that says, yes, we want foster supports of Jefferson County to contact us.
Okay.
And
okay.
So the caseworker will give them that form, they sign it, and they'll send it to us by scanning it to us, and then we have access to them. We do not have any access to the records about what happened or who was involved. Mm. It's only trying to give what we can to make that baby or child's life comfortable from the very beginning.
Yeah, I was really impressed by some of your suggested ideas, and I think I love that it feels like it's out of the box a bit. If I don't have the capacity to be a foster family, and maybe I don't even have the capacity because I'm working full time with my own kids and I can't, you know, do a meal train, you've got some great ideas for local businesses who might want to do a donate a service or a diaper drive. I thought that was a fantastic idea. A handyman, maybe a contractor can donate X amount of hours. And so if you have somebody who's interested in doing that, what's the best way to reach out to you? And what happens with that? Does it sit in a queue until someone needs it? Or how do you manage those donate your services component?
Donate your services component is very interesting because what you would do is you contact us through phone 360-643-1339 or fsjeffco@gmail.com. And what we would do is we'd interview you by phone and see what you might be able to offer. And then we keep a resource list handy so that when a need comes up, we can access that person.
You have dog walking on here, too. I mean, you've just got great ideas for that. Let's make sure, let's get your Gmail address back out there because I don't know if we caught it all. It's FS as in Sam, is that right?
Yes. F as in Frank, S as in Sam, Jeffco, JEFFCO @gmail.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. So was I correct in understanding that maybe you also provide some of those supports for the office moms and dads, like the crayons or the teddy bears? Do they interact with you if they're going in to provide that nurturing care at the initial intake? Do you have those kinds of supplies, or how do you two work together?
Yeah, we do work together in that way, and that Gary is also on our board. We're an 8-person board, and we're all active. We're all actively involved in doing all of these things. And we've started a program called Academic Success for Kids. And in that, we got a grant from Jefferson Community Foundation. And that grant is all about making sure all of our children are getting the educational supplies they need, plus tutoring, plus attention on their educational needs. So we did in that gift office moms and dads supplies for the playroom at DCYF so that they could have some educational toys at the office.
Excellent. So if one was interested in volunteering for you, they would contact you either through the website or through a Gmail. And then do you also have training and parameters that we want to have our listeners know about before they decide to jump in?
Right. What we do is have them background checked as well through the department. And then we interview them and see what they really want to do. A lady called last week and wants to get involved, and her main interest is playing with children. Oh. Well, we have a new grandma with three kids who is a bit overwhelmed right now. So those have already hooked up, and they're meeting. The volunteers meeting with the little seven-year-old 2 hours on Sunday just to play, so that grandma then has a little bit of a break.
I love it. Well, as always, this time just flies when we're talking to incredible people doing incredible things for our most precious children. Thank you for joining us today, Elsa and Gary. Looks like we're going to have you on. There's more to talk about. And I would just really want to thank you for your dedication to our community. I appreciate so greatly that when we look at these children, you know, in the past, we view them from a distance as wards of the state, but you really prioritize that these are dependents. And dependency means they depend on us. They depend on our community. They depend on people that we know can really help them through a tough time. Thank you so much for having a heart for these kids.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on and sharing this important message.
Thank you. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark, and the editing is in the masterful hands of Jared Dufresne. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and compelling conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. If you missed part of this program or wish to hear a previous episode, you can join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and find a kid to play with, maybe, huh? Have a great day.